Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I didn't plan it this way, but the first 3 stories today are all about shadow people. Spooky. The first one is titled A Shadow in Connecticut. Between the ages of 10 and 14, I was terrified of my own house. A place that should have been comforting was full of fear and panic. I saw and heard things on a daily basis and begged my parents to believe me, but they wouldn't. It started in 2002. When my parents purchased an old house in Connecticut. It was a beautiful house, but it needed work. The wooden floors were worn out, and the copper pipes were noisy. My parents planned out the renovations, and we settled in to our new life. My sister and I were thrilled to not have to share a room anymore, but with hindsight, I would have preferred it to sleeping alone. My first experience with the paranormal was when I was 10 years old. I was sitting in the bathtub, relaxing after finishing my homework. When I took a bath, I'd like to have the shower curtain closed. So I didn't have to look at the bathroom. There was just something about it that scared me. The water was starting to get cold, so I added some more hot water. Then, I watched in shock as a black arm reached in through the shower curtain and tried to turn the water off. I screamed. And in an instant, it was gone. My mother came running in, and I tried to tell her what I'd seen. She said I was tired and had imagined it, but I could tell she believed what I told her. A few weeks passed, and I was alone in my room one day. I heard heavy footsteps come up the noisy stairs. Then they stopped about halfway up. I waited, but they didn't continue up or go back down. I would have heard them. So I looked out my door to see what this person was doing, but there was no one there. I turned back into my room. In the corner stood a black, shadowy mass, about 6 foot tall, shaped like a person. It stood unmoving. I slowly backed out of the room, then bolted down the stairs. I found my mum sitting on the front porch and told her what I'd seen. And this time, she finally told me she believed me. She had seen it too, but she didn't say anything because she didn't want to scare us. It was decided to get a priest in to bless the house. My sister and I didn't attend the blessing, but when we returned afterwards, I knew it hadn't gone well. The energy in the house was just as dark as it was before. The priest suggested we finish the renovations as quickly as possible, as it was agitating the entity. My parents heeded the advice, and as they finished painting the last wall, I took a sigh of relief. Hopefully, the house would calm down. However, I was still woken in the night by cold breezes and unexplainable noises. And on more than one occasion, I would hear my mother calling me.
Elizabeth?
When I knew she wasn't home.
Elizabeth!
Eventually, my parents grew apart. And when they divorced, my dad stayed in the house, and my sister and I left with my mum. As we were putting the last of the boxes into the van, an elderly neighbour came over, and I'll never forget what she said.
I've lived here for a long time, and every couple that's lived in your house has gotten a divorce.
The neighbour shrugged it off as a coincidence, but I knew it wasn't. Whatever entity had been terrorizing my family has been around for a long time, and we weren't its first victims. Before we get to story number two, I want to give a shout out to Paula Turkelson and Tracy, our two newest Patreon supporters. Thank you, Paula, and thank you, Tracy. If you would like to support the show and have access to 600 plus stories in 100 plus episodes, it's $3 a month on Patreon. This next one is from the shadows. I was working alone in my home office. A small room, illuminated only by the dim glow of the computer screen. The rest of the house was shrouded in darkness. As I worked, I felt a sudden chill run down my spine, as if someone was watching me from the shadows. I looked around, but saw nothing out of the ordinary. I shrugged it off as my imagination and returned to my work. But the feeling of being watched intensified. Then, from the corner of my eye, I noticed something move. I quickly turned to look. But again, there was nothing there. My heart began to race, and a sense of unease filled the room. I got up and walked over to the light switch. As the light flooded into the room, I noticed that the window was slightly open. Strange, as I always kept it locked. A cold breeze was entering the room, carrying with it an unfamiliar, musty scent. I closed it and tried to concentrate again on my work. But the feeling of being watched persisted. Then the computer screen flickered and went black. And a couple of seconds later, the light went off, plunging the room into darkness. I got up and found the light switch, but it wouldn't turn on. I went back to my desk and fumbled for my phone to use as a flashlight. As the phone's light pierced the darkness, I scanned the room. I froze in absolute terror. There, in the back corner of the room, stood a shadowy figure. It was barely discernible, but it was there, moving very slightly from side to side. I stared at this thing for 2 or 3 very long seconds, and then, in the blink of an eye, it was gone. And just like that, the light flickered back on, and the computer screen returned to normal. I was alone in the room. Yet the air felt heavy with the presence of something unseen, and I couldn't shake the feeling that I had just encountered something unexplainable, something that defied logic. The experience left me with an unshakable feeling of dread, and the unnerving sensation that something was always lurking just out of sight, watching me from the shadows.
How
would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Our next one is called There For Us. I was 11 or 12 years old, standing in the kitchen doing the dishes. I saw a shadow appear on the wall, just to the right of the sink, and assumed it was my older sister, as we were the only ones home. Without turning around, I asked,
"What do you want?"
The shadow disappeared. I continued with the dishes, and a few seconds later, the shadow reappeared. I really wasn't in the mood for this, so I turned around to face her.
"What the hell do you..."
There was no one there. Then I heard a creak from the back door and turned around to see the smoky, shadowy silhouette of a man. It moved slightly, like someone shifting their weight from one foot to the other. Then it seemed to slip through the gap of the closed door. I raced to my sister's room and found her sitting on the floor, listening to music through headphones. I asked her if she'd been in the kitchen, but I already knew the answer. I told her what happened, and she said it must have been my own shadow that I saw. But I knew it wasn't. She wanted to prove that it was my shadow, so we tried to replicate it, but we couldn't. We ended up standing on a stool, and it turned out to create the shadow I saw, a person would have to be 7 foot tall. When I went to bed that night, it felt like someone was standing in my room, watching me. It happened every night, lying in bed, too scared to roll over and face what was watching me. After about a week of this, I told my sister about it.
"Oh my God, I can feel it too."
We started keeping mental notes of the times that the feeling of being watched subsided, and we discovered when it wasn't watching me, It was watching her. My father never felt, saw, or suspected anything. It wasn't there for him. It was there for us. We have one more story today, and it's a fictional one, titled The Game. And I'll see you next week. I was driving home late at night. I'd stopped at a traffic light, and as I waited for it to turn green, I heard a voice in my head.
When the lights change, you need to wait a couple of seconds, otherwise you will die. Do you understand?
I didn't know what to make of it, but when the light went to green, I waited. And a couple of seconds later, a car ran the red light. And it would have hit me if I hadn't waited. Then I heard the voice again.
Just remember, Dylan, you owe me.
The first thing I did when I got home was to pour myself a drink. A big one. It was one thing to narrowly escape a car accident, but to be indebted to the guardian angel that saved me was something else. A few months went by, and I had almost forgotten about that night. Almost. I was in the supermarket, browsing the aisles.
Hello, Dylan. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I need you to do something for me. Take one of those jars of pickles and drop it on the floor. Do it now, Dylan. It's very important.
Okay, I'll do it.
I looked around, and nobody was looking at me. So I reached across to the jars, and...
Good girl. Now walk away.
I must admit, I felt a small thrill, but I was confused.
Why did you make me do that?
But there was no reply. I came to the conclusion it must have been important, otherwise he wouldn't have made me do it. It was only a week or so later, and I was in the city, on my way to meet my mother.
Hello, Dylan. Do you see that old woman walking toward us? The one in the blue coat. I need you to push her over.
What? No.
It's very important, Dylan. And don't forget, you owe me.
Okay.
Hey, she pushed her.
She pushed her over.
You need to tell me why I had to do that.
It's very simple. You needed to do that because you owe me.
That's not an answer.
But he was gone. I was beginning to think this wasn't a guardian angel. In fact, it was quite the opposite. It was some time before I heard the voice again. I was hoping it was all over. But then, one night, when I was driving home...
Hello, Dylan.
Oh, God.
Guess again.
What do you want?
When you get home, you're going to make a telephone call to let the police know there is a bomb in the children's hospital.
Oh my God.
Calm down, Dylan. There's not really a bomb. It's just part of the game.
No.
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean? I won't do it.
I'm disappointed with you, Dylan, but if that is how you feel, you'll not hear from me again.
As I continued driving home, I thought, maybe it is over. Maybe I'm finally free from... I've been in the hospital for 5 weeks now. He hasn't spoken to me since that night, but I'm not convinced the game's over. I'm pretty sure we're still playing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.